Thank you. Jesus the Christ. I ask that you pray with me as we prepare for the celebration of the good news and the gospel on this day. Let us pray. Greetings, Lord and your Son, Jesus the Christ. We thank you for another beautiful second Sunday morning during the month of June. Lord, we ask that the Holy Spirit that is here in this church will come all over me as I share the good news. Give me the strength to speak through my mind and my heart as I speak to your Father this morning. I ask that you come and remove me so that the Holy Ghost can come and speak through me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable now in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let all of God's people say amen. My sisters and brothers, we are on the eve of another Western North Carolina conference, which will begin on Thursday with the clergy session up at Lake Junaluska. Our bishop, Bishop Carter, has asked that the pastors pray for the conference. So before we leave, I will pray for the conference, our laity, our delegates, our visiting guests, family and friends who will travel to Lake Junaluska for this year's conference. Because of the conference, I regret that I will not be here next Sunday for the Men's Father's Day presentation. We have an outstanding speaker, Mr. LeGrand, who will, I understand, was raised on Gordon Street and is a part of this community, serving on many boards and commissions. He has been invited and he has accepted the invitation by the United Methodist men of this church to come and to stand in this pulpit on next Sunday. Joining me along with others will be Brother Fred Jones, Sister Tina Evans, and Sister Dr. Iris Gamer Spencer, who will be joining me up in Lake Junaluska. I ask that you think about us and be in prayer for us as we travel from this city to the western part of the state, and pray for us that we will be in a cool environment. Next week is supposed to be 95 temp and 100 degrees index. That's going to be rough. But by the Spirit of God, he's going to have plenty of water for us, and we will be in a cool environment. I remember going to the conference and there was no air conditioning in Stuart Hall. You remember that?
Amen.
So, but thank God we have the air. But, and even for yourselves, please be careful next week if you are out and about. Does your tree bear good fruit? That's what I want you to pray with me this morning. As I come to you from on high to share this morning's message, does your tree bear good fruit? My sisters and brothers, this morning we as God's people must learn and understand about the fruits of salvation. This morning when I am presenting and talking about fruit, I'm not talking about apples, oranges, pears, watermelon, cantaloupe, and honeydew.
All right.
But I'm talking about a particular fruit that when we open up ourselves to Jesus Christ and gave our life to down, he anointed us with this fruit. This is the only outside signs that we have to prove we are really born again. When I talk about being born again, it's true that we as adults and we as children cannot enter our mother's wombs again and be born again. That's not what I'm talking about, but I'm talking about a salvation. How we live. How we interact with people. Born again. This is the only outside signs that we have to prove we are really been born again. By the fruits that we bear. If you do not have the fruits of salvation, as evidence in your daily life, then something is wrong. We, as followers of Jesus Christ, want to prove something to the world by the way we talk, by the way we speak, by the way we look, by the way we sing. But that's fine, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what the eyes cannot see.
Amen.
I'm talking about the heart that Jesus made and has put in the middle of our heart, known as a chamber. And the only person who can see what the heart is thinking about is Jesus Christ. That's why you can fool a woman or a man, but you can't fool Jesus Christ if your heart is not right. You can come to church every Sunday, you can sing in the choir, I'm not talking about the men. But if your heart is not right, then and sit down and have a little talk. The question of today that needs to be answered, where are the fruits of our salvation? Where are the fruits of our salvation? You cannot be part of the fruits that you have to bear because you have to bear it at all times. Like controlling the tongue, being filled with love for our fellow man and our fellow woman, and not talking about other people and condemning other people, because when you do that, your tree is not bearing good fruits. What is the tree? Not the trees outside at the end of the parking lot. Not the trees that are in your yard that are providing shade for you and blowing cool air, but I'm talking about the tree. We are the tree. And does your tree bear good fruits? Not looking at other people, trying to put some water on somebody else's tree, but you need to put some Holy Ghost water on your tree so your tree can bear good fruit at all. Or they think that they are blessed when they come back and they join the church, when they get off the street corner and come back to the Holy Ghost corner, all of a sudden ain't nobody greater than me in the church. And sometimes we have forgot where we have come from. Somebody said eating bread is soon forgotten. Everybody, even I, as a presenter this morning, has done something that has not been pleasing in the sight of God. But thank be to God, He has looked beyond our faults. He has looked beyond our faults. He has recognized, He loves us, and has given us an unthinkable truth. That's what I'm talking about. The world is looking at the kind of fruits that we bear. Christian needs to look at the fruit of the tree to determine what kind of tree it is. her fruit that they bear. Let's look at some trees. The tree of flesh, unforgiveness. If we do not forgive our sisters and brothers, God cannot forgive us until we forgive our sisters and brothers. Now, I know that's hard when somebody brings trauma in your life, they hurt you. I know it's hard. But my sisters and brothers, let's not fool ourselves. Sometimes things that we have done down here on earth, how we have brought trauma in other people's lives, how we're talking about other people's children, Jesus has forgiven us.
Yes,
because everybody has done something. I haven't met a perfect Christian yet. I've seen people trying to change and mold. I've seen people who have been touched by Jesus Christ, but I haven't met a perfect Christian. But the beautiful thing about serving Jesus Christ, when we come to Him for forgiveness, He washes us with the blood of the Lamb. That's the beautiful thing about serving Jesus Christ. Everybody has room for improvement. Hello, somebody. Never think because you've been a member of this church for 40 or 50 or 60 years that you don't have no room for improvement. Never think when we start the Sunday school that you don't need to come to Sunday school because I used to go back. Yes, you do. You need to come to Sunday school. My young people never think that you don't need to spend time with God. Because if you can stand in line at a bebop club, if you can find money, $25, $30, $40, or $50 to spend in a club, you mean to tell me you can't put nothing in the box? When Jesus has blessed you, and I don't know young people, the adults do.
Amen.
It's hot. We go to public pools. But yet, if you want to do something in regards to the church, like a vacation Bible school that we are preparing for, we come up with tons of excuses as to the reason why we can't come. And as good as Jesus has been to not some of us, but to all of us, we need to be jumping on Sunday morning. I don't know about you, but I get early on Sunday morning. I give Him the glory. I say, Lord, thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to wake up. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me the strength to come to your pulpit. Oh, I'm ready. Because if we can go to athletic events with no problem and stand in line, you know what I'm talking about, because I've seen some of you there. And when we're going to start standing in line, wait on the doors of the church. To open. And I'm talking to the choir. To the outside world, and those on Zoom and telephone. Tell them that we need to come to a real game.
Amen.
Well, the ticket holder is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You can sit on the 50-yard line if you're living right.
Amen.
If you're loving everybody, if you pin your ties to get into the game. The halftime show is going to be exciting because the music is provided by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the winner has already been established.
That's right.
When He died on the cross,
that's right,
and the blood came streaming down.
Right.
The winner has already been. All you need to do is get yourself together, sit down,
when Jesus speaks, something is getting ready to happen when Jesus speaks. Something is going to start moving and trending when Jesus speaks. Doors that have been closed in your face, they're getting ready when Jesus speaks. You start moving in a different and mighty way. But I don't know about you when I think of it. And all that he has done for me. My soul cries.
Hallelujah.
Does your tree bear good fruit? Then is the tree of covetousness, wanting other people's possession or what belongs to others. The only thing a born-again Christian should covet is more of Jesus Christ and the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I wish I had a car like that. I wish I lived in a house like that. I wish I could go to the beach this summer. I wish I could go on. I wish. When are you going to start wishing getting closer to Jesus Christ? Because I'm going to tell you something. You might be feeling good today, but you know what? You can be up today and down tomorrow. But I'm telling you, when you get down, when you call on Jesus, he'll move in a mighty, mysterious way. So stop looking and wishing what other people have. Because maybe if you sit down and dip in the glory, you might get it or more one day. The next tree is the tree of envy. Always discontent with what we have or desire. Another good fortune. Instead of complaining, what you should always do is praise God for what we have and to be content. Why envy and jealousy? And you know, my sisters and brothers, jealousy, if you're not careful, it can be like a terminal disease.
Amen.
It can eat the inside of you, and you don't even realize what's going on. Jealousy. Don't be jealous because somebody else has something, but give God the glory. People are different. Look at what you have. But don't get mad. Don't stop speaking because somebody has something that you want. The next tree is the tree of pride. And I'm not talking about angry pride. Ego pride. I'm sorry, Lord, you know we don't say ego pride, but you know. But we will respect this HBCU. I'm just joking. We don't say golden bull pride or panther pride. I'm not talking about that type of pride. But I'm talking about a pride that is nobody that can sing in the choir like me. I saw a lady come to church not here. She did look nice. She got to the pew and she stood there. Is that to say look at what I got? You know, she was, is it look at what I got? All two examples. And I want to tell her, take a seat. But you have all this nice, but you know better than nobody else.
Amen.
Amen. I had a man to tell me not in this church. You can't tell me about the church. This is my church. Because when you was a little boy, I was here running things. And I said, sir, no disrespect. But when I entered the grounds of this church for that council meeting tonight, I did not see your name on the marquee.
Yep.
You did? No, I didn't. What I saw was a cross with a red flame. And what that told me under the name of the church, the And that is Jesus Christ. And maybe if you step aside and let the Holy Ghost, maybe you'll have a good time here. But even I, as a pastor, this is not my church. I'm just passing through barren land. But this house belongs to Jesus Christ. Yes, your name is on the deed or down at the bank, but this church, this house, is not our house. And when Jesus comes as the head of the council or the head of the trustees, and he speaks, something is going to happen. Hush. Somebody's calling my name to me. Up above my head, I hear music in the air. And I know because I know that my God is somewhere. So my sisters and brothers, as I close, if your tree bears good fruit today, then you must be gentle at all times. Because God has been good to us. We must show that we have faith in God. It causes others to have faith in Him also. And most important, if your tree bears good fruit, you need to be meek and mild. Speak to people who you do not know. Talk to young women and men. I made it my business to speak to young brother, Mr. Cooper. I'm sitting with his grandmother. I said, look at the bond and the love. And I shared with him. And it's not, you know, I just wanted to let him know that I recognized him while he was waiting for church. Because you know what? You don't ever know who you're going to meet before you check out of here. People, be nice. Be kind. Because when you're nice to people in return, Jesus will continue to be nice to you. And last but not least, if your tree bears good fruit, if you call yourself a Christian, you should not have to stand on the top of an empire building. Amen. You should not have to be recognized, and if you're not recognized, if somebody overlooks you, then you stop coming to church. Stay in the choir. That's not what it's about. But I'm talking about buildings like the old Jefferson Power building that used to be in this town and other places. You don't have to wave a banner and say that I went to church today. But it's how you act when you're out in the community. When people see us, they should see that we love and that we are followers of Jesus the Christ. People will look at you and recognize if you are a true child of God. Amen. Only by the fruits of the Spirit that you have. Only. Not the kind of car you drive. Not the kind of degrees that are sitting on your walls. But by the fruits of the trees that you have. So we might need to water our tree because it's getting a little dry. But water it with Holy Ghost water.
All right, man.
So that it will never run dry.
Yes.
And when Jesus puts water on the tree,
all right,
and the tree starts bearing fruits, on a sunny day or a dark day or whatever it is, all right, the Lord on my side. Where in the world would I be? Then we'll be able to say, there's not a prayer like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. One who knows all about it. Then we'll say, whatever the test may be, God be. Or when you feel the best. Or you think young people, I got that swag now, so I'm going to church. What's up? Yeah, what's up, Kevin? What's up? What's up? Because the only thing I know what's up is Jesus. And I better sit down. Because I'm beginning to feel something. You know what I'm feeling? I'm feeling the fire burn. You can't make me down because I know too much about Jesus. Stop playing church and come back to church. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Lean your hand back and say glory. right here, not too far, and I'm going to do it just right here in my homes. Greensburg and Yoakum County, the same, all over the world. You want the song? Let us pray. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs from there. Oh, what a privilege on this beautiful, warm Sunday morning to carry not some things, but everything to God in prayer. Good morning or good evening. Lord, once again, we come to you in prayer. I ask that you take the names that have been called. And you continue to heal, touch, and remind them the earth has no sorrow. Yes. Remind them that you are the greatest power. Remind them that whatever the test may be, God will. Continue to take care. Lord, we thank you for the service. I thank you for giving me the strength and the energy to share the good news. I love to do. Thank you for putting a song on my heart. Somebody is calling our name today. So Lord, here we are again. We have come to stop by and say thank you. Come with burdens on some of our hearts, worrying about what is going to happen this week. Some of us are going through some things in life we don't quite understand it, but by before we be a slave, we'll be buried in our grave and go home to our Lord and be. Lord, I come now asking, and I know that you want to be with all sisters and brothers as we are preparing to travel up to Lake Nebraska to meet with other members, sisters and brothers, to be greeted by our bishop and to receive instructions by the cabinet as to what the new conference year will be looking like starting the 1st of July. We thank you for this day. We thank you for Sister Connie, who stood at this pulpit and reminded us of the meaning and the history of why June 19th we should celebrate and give you the glory. Lord, we just say thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
For this day and for our world. That all of God's people say amen.
But if you're available,